We're going on with the series, An Encounter with Jesus Christ. And today I'm taking my message from the encounter of the man, the story of Legion, the man from the Gadarenes that met Jesus. But before I go there, I would like to just share a little bit about Jesus himself. And we see in Matthew, the book of Matthew, who was one of the 12 disciples, and they were with Jesus all the time. So when he wrote Matthew, he said, Emmanuel, that is God with us. So Jesus being fully God and fully man at the same time. And why Jesus had to do a thing like this is because he wants to show us the power of God that is available to you and I. That we are able to see that power, what Jesus had, is there for us too. And so it's very important, as Pastor Unami was saying earlier, that we believe. Because that is where our faith comes in, our belief. And when Jesus was crucified, and 3 days later he rose, a few days on from there, he appeared to the disciples. And I'll get my first scripture there. And we see that Jesus appeared to the disciples, but when he appeared to them, Thomas was not there. And a little later on, they told Thomas that we have seen the Lord. And Thomas said to them, let's just read it. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And that is where the enemy wants us to be, in a place of unbelief and doubt. And we see, and after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. And Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger in here and look at my hands. And reach your hand in here and put into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. That's very important for us, to believe. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. And that is us today, my brother and sister. I don't know if anybody's seen Jesus here. Maybe he came to you and that's a blessing. But we believe because of the word. And what we know for a fact, Jesus has come to set the captive free and heal the brokenhearted. And we know that there's one going around like a roaring lion, looking whom he might devour. And especially when the pots are empty and the bank account is low, then what do we do? That's a time we say, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Never mind. Yes, a family member is sick. Things are not going well, but it's not for us to doubt. Jesus has come to show us the power that is available to us. And we find there's a lot of distractions for Christians. And anybody else, there's distractions, there's You can name them movies. There's worldly pleasures. There's material things that keeps us away from finding ourselves trusting in the Lord, wanting to do what the Lord wants us to do. Because he said, keep busy. Keep busy until I come. And keep busy doing what? Doing the Lord's work. Visiting the sick. Helping somebody in need. That's what the Lord wants us to do. But the enemy is going to make sure that no, sports is more important. I myself am guilty. I love my sports. But there's a time to say, okay, I need to set this aside. I need to get involved and be more busy in the things of the Lord. And we see that Jesus said in Acts chapter 1. Carlos, you got it? Acts chapter 1. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. That's what will happen when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, when you believe that my God is able. He's able to do more than you could even think or imagine. And we have this opportunity of asking the Lord to give us this power. It is there for us. But no, we are sidetracked. We are busy. And then somebody is sick. And then we're going to call the elders and call. But you can lay hands yourself. You've got the power to do that. And I remember I was still a young man. I mean, not yet saved. And I met a young guy that said to me, he gave me his testimony. And you know, that's all we need to do, is to give somebody our testimony. It's so important that they will see what you've been through and their eyes will open. I was nowhere. I was deciding maybe I need to make a change. And I met this young guy that I know, and we were traveling in the same transport, and he said to me, no, I'm a Christian and this and that. And he said, there's a conference going on, and there was a prophetess coming from America. He said, just go there. Just see the power of God. And I went there, and it was in the evening. I sat more or less at the back pew. And the woman of God was sitting in the front, and she shared a word. And after that, she came down the aisle prophesying on certain people. And then there was a man sitting behind me that I knew very well as we grew up. And I knew he was not a believer. And but I think he had married a girl that was a Christian. And I knew he had some habits also. We all had some bad habits. And this prophetess came. I thought she's coming to me. But she passed me and went straight to the guy and called him out and said to him, look, it's because of him. Something was not working out in the marriage. And I thought to myself, how can this be? Somebody from another country that just comes and is able to go to the person and tell them exactly what's going on. That is the power of God. That is the power and the work of the Holy Spirit that is available to us. And we see, excuse me, I'll just have a drink. Thanks. And we see, excuse me, that Jesus knew where the power of the Holy Spirit was. Whenever a miracle took place, or something great was done, Jesus didn't stick around and absorb the hype, and everybody was excited. He separated himself. He went to the mountains, and he went to pray, because he knew that's where the power of the Holy Spirit is, communicating with the Father, being in constant prayer. And we too can learn from this, that yes, if we want to be used mightily by God, we need to separate ourselves. And we find that Jesus just knew straight away he needed to go to the other side. And he said to the disciples, we need to go to the other side of the lake. And the disciples jumped in the boat with Jesus. It was in the evening. And they were on their way to the other side. But on the way was a great storm. And we see that the boat was almost filling with water. So the disciples went to Jesus, who was at the bottom of the boat. He could have been, in prayer, but they say he was sleeping. And they said, Master, how come you don't care about us because we're perishing? And Jesus got up and he came there and he said, peace to the wind, be still. And there was a calm. So Jesus said, why are you so fearful? Why are we so fearful? You of little faith. You know, as Pastor Unami said, if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it will be done. And here we find the disciples that were with Jesus all the time, that saw the miracles. When this wind and the storm hit them, they were like, oh, now that's the end. Until they went to Jesus and he just said, peace be still. Power of the Holy Spirit available to you and I. In any situation we find ourselves, we've got that power, that ability. And in John 1, tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And it's so amazing that the light confuses the dark. Like this sanctuary is all dark, but the minute you put the light on, darkness flees. And it's exactly why we see Jesus is the light. Because he's come into this world to show us the way. We know this world is full of darkness. It's full of things that, you know, could distract us and take us away from the way. But it's Jesus. If we keep our eyes on, focus on him, and we will know where we're going and what we're doing. Because he is the light. And then we go to the main scripture, which is Mark chapter 5. And this is where Jesus was going, because somehow he knew within himself there's something that he needs to see on the other side. And the word tells us there was a man on the other side that was full with demons. Right? Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately they met him a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit. Now we know this man was so full of the power of the enemy that they've tried everything to contain him. They've put chains on him, he just breaks them. They've put shackles on him. There's nothing they can do to contain this man because it's the work of the enemy. It's actually very violent. I mean, can you imagine? Nobody could pass through that area. They already knew in the town, don't go near there because there's a man there that's dangerous. You know, it's a threat. And nobody at that time could do anything about it because if you even said, I'm a Christian, they would have said, okay, go there and pray for that man. You know? Did they have enough faith? Did they know that what power was available to them? No, because this man continued day and night. He was tormented. And so we find Jesus knew, I want to go to the other side because he had some work to do. And when Jesus got to the other side, you find when he stepped out of the boat, and this is, I'll take it up again. No, go back again, Carlos. From verse 3. This man who has his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I mean, it took this man, full of demons, to know who Jesus was. My brother and sister, if ever you witness to somebody, this would be a good scripture. Because a lot of people have unbelief and doubt. It's hard to convince them about our Lord and Savior, and he's coming to this world to save us and set us free. But the demons knew straight away, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Whenever, like when we were young and you always playing, fighting and that, but if somebody stronger came, then you would like have a reason, like what have I got to do with you? I'm not fighting with you. I'm fighting with this other person, weaker. But the stronger one, you're going to say no. And that's what happened to these demons, because remember, Jesus is the light. And when he came towards this man, those demons felt claustrophobic. They wanted to get out because now the light has come to the darkness. The darkness can't stand the light. My brother and sister, we have that light. We have that power. We should be going to visit the sick. We should be proclaiming things with our mouth, because whatever you say, it will come to pass if you believe it. And so the demons, when they saw Jesus, they said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. For he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion. Can you imagine the name when he said Legion? It was a big voice because of so many of those spirits in this man. And for we are many. Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. So they knew, if they have to get out from that dwelling of that man, he's going to send them back to torment, to dry places. Evil spirits has nowhere to go because they've already been cast down. Remember, these were angels at one time. But when they tried to commit high treason and take over heaven, they were cast down. Now we have demons. So where are they? They're going to go to somebody that's in doubt. Somebody that's not sure. Oof, I don't know if I should believe in Jesus. Maybe I should try something else. And that's the story of the man who cleaned out his house. He swept it out clean. Everything was good. But instead of asking the Lord Jesus to come into his life, he left it bare. The house was clean. And then the demon that was there before came back just to check. And he saw, oh, this house is clean now. Wait, let me come back. And let me come with seven more worse. So the state of the man is even worse than what he was before. It's exactly the same thing that has happened here. And this man, imagine, as much as he tried to do the right thing, was being controlled by these. And this is what's happening, my brother and sister, that if we do not give the Lord first place and put him first, there's other thoughts that come into our mind and distract us so easy that you get a bit lazy and get a bit tired when it comes to Sunday. Oh, I need to go to church. No, maybe we just relax. You know, that is where we need to be careful, because we are allowing ourselves just to be a bit lukewarm. We need to continue pressing on, because these demons are violent. And whatever they take over, they cause people harm. But this guy was eventually going to commit suicide. He was on his way to harm himself. But now a large herd of swine, that's pigs, were feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the pigs. There were about 2,000. So in the old days, in the Roman days, a troop of Roman soldiers called legion was about 6,000 heavily armed soldiers. But now, they're saying their name is legion in this man. How many demons were in there? That this man was uncontrollable. He could just break chains. We don't know how thick those chains were. He just break them. Because it's not him. It's a supernatural force. And we have the power, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to come against those forces, and they will obey, because our God is the greatest of all. And we see, I remember years ago, I was watching this documentary in America on the prisoners, and this one prisoner wasn't a big guy. He was just about 5'4" or whatever. But he would just keep on training in his prison cell and keeping himself fit. He was really trim. They said no one could control him. They've tried 3-4 guards. He just pushed them down like nothing. They put the jacket on him, that white straight jacket. It teared just like a cloth. That's how strong this guy was. And you can think for yourself, that can't be normal. That's another power. That's the force of darkness that's controlling this man. They put two jackets one time on him. He just thought. Just easy. So they said, no, we can't go near him. And so this is the kind of force we up against, my brother and sister. We got to know who we're dealing with. And he's out to distract us from everything we want to do to serve the Lord. You got to remember, there's always something. And this guy that was so full of demons, he never had clothes on. Because nothing, he's in a violent state. You put anything on him, he just tore. So clothes were torn, everything was torn, shackles. He was just up and down screaming and beyond. But now, after he come in encounter with Jesus, and at once Jesus gave the permission, then the unclean spirits went out and entered the pigs. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently. They didn't just run. They took off with some kind of a speed, you won't believe it. Flew, and they were on a mountain already. Shoo! Down the steep place into the sea and drowned. So that those who fed the swine, and they told in the city, in the country, and they went out to see what it was, what happened. So these are the guys that were looking after these pigs. And now when they saw this whole 2,000, which is, it's a lot. I mean, you can't imagine how many is 2,000. And this is the evidence what they saw, what happened. And they ran to tell the people in the city, look, this is what has happened. The unclean spirit came out from that man, flew into the swine, and they ran into the sea. So the people came out. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Most important thing, never mind, okay, clothes, that's the first thing which is good. But sitting, well, that man hasn't relaxed for a long time, he's just been like a machine. And in his right mind, that's the most important thing. My brother and sister, when you are a Christian, you can be thankful. Because God gives us the power of love and of a sound mind. So you have a sound mind as a Christian. That's why it's so important. We say to people, oh, have you tried Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Because everything is normally right, you know, because you are following the way. You know, this is what Jesus did. This is what I need to do. And that very same man now was sitting in his right mind. The people came and saw. That was a testimony already. You don't need to ask any more questions. How did this happen? No, there's the troubled man, all sorted, sane. And those, I think the band can come up now, please. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. So this was the greatest miracle in that area because Jesus knew the word was not being spoken in that place. People's minds were in fear. At this time we have COVID. We have a lot of things going on. People are fearful. They are doubtful. But we have an opportunity to know that we are bold, that we have power, and we have a sound mind to be able to say, our God will make a way. Now you can play in it. Our God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Yes, COVID. Yes, lockdown. If we look at other places, are even worse off. But we can say, yes, our God, He is there for us. And then they were so fearful that they began to plead with Him to depart from the region. And when He got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged Him that He might be with Him. He just wanted to be with Jesus. I mean, that's what we should be like, my brother and sister. We want to be in His presence because there's power there. There's deliverance there. There's healing there. This man has been healed, complete. And however, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. My brother, my sister, that man could have become one of the greatest evangelists, we don't know, in all Decapolis, because that's where he was from. And because everybody knew what he was, now that he's been healed completely from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and he went to visit people to proclaim what Jesus has done, straight away, people would believe it. What are we doing, my brother and sister, just to give our God the praise? I mean, we've got our opportunity to share in our work areas, wherever, whatever we do. We can give our testimony. That's all it is. It's a testimony of what Jesus has done for you in your life. Because that can touch anybody. You might think, oh no, this person won't care about it. But little do you know, that could plant a seed and begin something. So this encounter with Jesus is what we know we've experienced. But we still want somebody to experience it. We still want to be able to share this testimony of what Jesus can do, what He's done for us, and what He can do for others. And so, I'd like to just close with this scripture in Malachi. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. This is the promise that Jesus is giving us for those who fear my name. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing. That's the word we need to know, that healing is available to us in any situation, be it financial, be it spiritual, be it mental. We have this opportunity to receive it as this man received it. Man that was tormented, man that was beyond. Nobody believed that this man would ever be who he was now, in his right mind, healed and dressed. And it looked at him, it's like looking at something that's out of this world. Unbelievable that this man is now tamed. Tamed. I mean, it's like you having a lion as a pet. A lion that was out in the wild, that was doing anything else, just tearing animals apart. But all of a sudden, it's humbled and just walking quietly with you. That's how this man was. Tame. So my brother and sister, I'm going to open the altar for prayer. For anybody that feels that they need healing for any situation, Jesus is here today. And He's able to touch any situation, be it doubt, be it fear. He knows what you have need of. And remember, you are able to go out and touch others and pray for others. But we first want to make sure that we ourselves get that healing, get that what is available to us. Remember, the Lord said, you receive not because you ask not. Anything you ask for in my name, believing, it shall be done, and it shall. So the important thing is believing. So I'm going to open the altar for anybody that wants to pray, who needs prayer. And Pastor Unami, Brother Andrew, we're all here, and we can pray. So I'll just...